This is 89.3 HD, WRKF in Baton Rouge, and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. Competing lawsuits were filed over the Common Core state standards in Louisiana this week, and specifically over the contracts for testing related to those standards. Melinda DeLotte, Capitol correspondent for the Associated Press, has been following the back and forth. Hi, Melinda.
Hi, Amy.
So what happened this week? Who is suing whom over what exactly?
The essence of the question. Two different lawsuits got filed. The first one that got filed on Monday involved 17 legislators who are opponents of the Common Core education standards. They filed a lawsuit accusing the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education and the Department of Education of not properly following the law for putting new standards in place, essentially saying that they needed to go through a public comment period and follow these administrative procedures rules that they claim weren't properly followed. So that was the first lawsuit on Monday that was filed by the opponents of Common Core. The next day, the people who support Common Core, it was a group of parents and teachers and an organization that runs charter schools in New Orleans. They filed a lawsuit against the governor and his Division of Administration and Contract Review Office, essentially alleging that the actions the governor has taken to try and undermine Common Core in public schools, they accuse him of executive overreach and illegally using his authority over contracts to try and undermine the education policy set by the State Education Board and the legislature in law. So, two different lawsuits assigned to two different judges, both in district court in Baton Rouge, and I guess we'll see where they go.
So basically where we're at with these two lawsuits being filed is that state education leaders and the Jindal administration and his allies are at total loggerheads.
Pretty much. I mean, it's very safe to call where they are right now an impasse. The two sides are so fundamentally far apart. It's just... If you want Common Core in schools, then you want the testing associated with it. And if you don't want Common Core in schools, you don't want the testing associated, and you want to do anything to kind of keep teachers from using those standards. So there seems to be little room for middle ground right now in trying to find a compromise. That's how you get to these lawsuits, people. Now think that the court system is probably the best approach to take to try and resolve the dispute.
This is just the kind of impasse that the state school board that Bessie was trying to avoid by offering a compromise at one point not too long ago. What was that compromise exactly, and why was it so difficult for the Jindal administration and his supporters to swallow?
What the education board offered, well, it wasn't the full board. It was the three leaders of the board, the president, the vice president, and the secretary. They offered a proposal where the education department would seek competitive bids for the testing contract. But then it became a dispute over who gets to determine the language that's used in the request for proposals for bids. So it's essentially who gets to determine the education policy language that goes in the request for proposals to get the bids for contracts, which I realize is a very arcane discussion, but the governor's office insisted that it would have influence in crafting that request for proposals, and the education board leaders say that that is him trying to meddle in education policy and rig the request for proposals so that they can't get testing material aligned to Common Core. And so as soon as they agreed to allow for a competitive bid, then there became a different roadblock over who gets to control the bid proposals.
Is the governor using the procurement process all of a sudden to determine state education policy and academic standards?
Well, I mean, that's clearly what Superintendent of Education John White and Education Board President Chaz Roemer seem to believe. They say that the governor is trying to use his oversight over state contracts across agencies and state government to undermine policies that were put in place by both the education board and the legislature. The governor's office hedges a little bit on that. I mean, the governor made it clear that part of the action he was taking on contract suspension was clearly designed to get at Common Core because he is opposed to those standards. So he hasn't exactly hidden his motive. It's more a legal question, I suppose, of whether or not he has, according to a judge, the authority to use his contracting oversight to influence education policy. And that is obviously going to be litigated in, court in one of these lawsuits.
Has he done that in the past? Is there any evidence that Governor Jindal has used contracting policy or procurement rules to guide or otherwise determine policy on other issues?
I will say I probably am now learning much more about procurement law than I ever thought I was going to as a state government reporter. So I don't know that I've seen anything quite like this before in terms of trying to influence policy. Obviously, the governor has used his ability to contract across cabinet agencies to privatize large sections of government. A lot of the Medicaid program was privatized through contracting. The LSU hospital system was privatized through no-bid contracts. So he's obviously used the ability to contract to set policy that he wanted to see in various agencies. I haven't necessarily seen the administration suspend contracts in this manner previously to influence policy. So this is a little bit of a new twist. But he is his administration has obviously contracted in a way to back up the policy plans that he had.
Melinda Delott is the AP's Capitol correspondent here in Baton Rouge. Thanks, Melinda.
Thanks, Amy.
And I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 HD WRKF.